Hey, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite books about sex and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your own sex life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week, I'm going to share with you an excerpt from Maps to Ecstasy by Gabriel Roth. Gabriel Roth was an American dancer, and in the 1970s, she developed an approach to dance called Five Rhythms Method. And there are now hundreds of Five Rhythm Method teachers all around the world who use her approach to unlocking consciousness and meditation and trance through dance. And in addition to being an amazing dance teacher and a developer of this style of dance, she's also an amazing writer and wrote this book, Maps to Ecstasy, and it's a beautiful book. And there is a link to the book on our website, pleasuremechanics.com, on the show notes page for this episode. And if you are at all interested in dance and movement and meditation, I highly recommend this book. But if you're about to click off because you don't think you're a dancer, please stay tuned. Because when I discovered dance, I was not a dancer either. And using dance as a form of movement and meditation has totally changed my life as well as my sex life. So let's start with the excerpt from the book. First, I'm going to share with you her definition of ecstasy. She says, "Ecstasy is an egoless, timeless state of being. It's a state of total alignment and unity, unity of body, heart, mind, soul, and spirit. It is what we need to heal our psychic dismemberment. We cannot access it if we are divided, body against mind, mind against heart, or any other way. We can only reach ecstasy through wholeness. One way to experience being whole is through meditation. The purpose of meditation is to still the mind and surrender to the moment. The fastest way I've found to still the mind and be aware of the moment is to move the body. Movement isn't only meditation, it's also medicine that heals the split between our minds and hearts, bodies and soul. Movement as meditation makes us aware that there's a lot of stuff between us and the ecstatic experience. By stuff, I mean all forms of inertia, physical, emotional, mental. Each of us must carve a path through our own inner wilderness. Movement as medicine gives us a way to dynamically transform all that inertia into energy and ultimately ecstasy. Most days I fall short of ecstasy, but the days I hit it make up for all the rest. Some days my experience is purely physical as I explore the terrain of my body. Other days I pass through deep emotional states or get caught in my head and ride a mental wave right out of myself. But whatever happens, I continue to show up and work with what is true for me. My experience of ecstasy, when I do experience it, is enriched by the process of all those less than blissful days." She goes on to say, "Our bodies get locked into patterns. We get stiff with repetition. Our hearts also become rigid into automatic routines. We're soon numb, insensitive to what we really feel. And our minds are quickly blinded by unquestioned assumptions, guiding attitudes that don't allow us to see what's out there, let alone explore the world's fullness. We're programmed for boredom. Long before I suspected it, my involvement with dance was my way of countering these inertial tendencies with energy, with movement. Right from the start, I discovered that when I dance, I bypass my personality. It can't keep up. It has no sense of rhythm because it's a robot programmed to only certain patterns of movement. When I dance, I break free. I make up my own steps, let the beat all the way into my soul. I ride on the waves of music like a surfer. I bump against parts of myself, go between, around, stretch what I know. I go where I've never been. Through dance, I've journeyed through my body into my heart, past my mind into another dimension of existence, a dimension I call ecstasy, total communion with the spirit." All right. So that is her take on the connection between dance and ecstasy. And this is totally connected with sex because so many of us are so disconnected with our bodies that no matter what techniques our lovers are using and how much effort they're putting into pleasuring us, we can't quite feel as much pleasure as we sense is there. We can't really reach those orgasmic peaks that are possible for all of us, let alone the complete state of ecstasy that sex is so good for reaching. Sexual ecstasy is this state where you and your lover are connected, energy is flowing, and you feel complete bliss. You feel everything is connected to the universe, and you have these completely life-changing experiences. And who doesn't want that, right? But it feels so far away from most of us because we are so numbed out in our body. And our body and our mind are not connected, so we can't really focus on so much sensation all at once. And dance is one way to connect the mind and body and tune into sensations, and you can then translate that skill into your bedroom. And for me, dance was central to my fitness journey and my ability to feel pleasure in my body. When it's hard for someone to receive touch and tune into sensations, it's important to start from the inside out, to do your own work in your body before you ask your partner to try harder to make you feel the way you want to feel, right? Like you have to get things right in your own body. And dance activates your body and gets that connection going. And I'm hearing a lot of you say, oh, I'm not a dancer. I'm not good at dancing. I've got two left feet. I can't hold a rhythm to save my life. And none of that matters. We've come to expect that dance is something for the professionals to do, something for us to watch on TV instead of participate in. And the kind of dance I'm talking about doesn't require a stage. All you need to do is put on some music and let your body move in whatever way feels good for it. And at the beginning, that might be just tapping your foot. It might be shaking your body. It might be hip circles and swaying. Whatever feels good to you is right in that moment, and over time, new movements will open up. I started with the Wii. The Nintendo Wii has a game called Just Dance, and you put it on, you press a button, and you follow along with the choreography. And I thought this would be a good workout, but little did I suspect it would be the gateway to totally transforming my relationship to my body. As I started exploring the different choreography and noticing what movements felt good, I fell in love with dance. And I started then going to dance classes of all kinds, everything from ballroom dancing with Charlotte to Bollywood dancing to African dance. I got the New York Ballet dance workout DVDs and still have not really gone that far in it because just the warm-up is exhausting and so hard, but it feels amazing to explore ballet and that kind of dance. And so you just let your body start exploring what movements feel good, and then you start noticing how you feel in your body. I started noticing all kinds of benefits. Not only was I losing weight, I was feeling more flow, like I could move more gracefully around the world. I wasn't losing my balance as much. And when I did lose my balance on a hike, like if I hit a rock, I was able to right myself and not get injured like I had in the past. My entire body became more at home in the world. I became more at home in my body. And then I noticed that during sex, I was able to move with more confidence. I was able to have more endurance, and I was able to feel way more sensation because that connection between my mind and body had been made. And soon, I think, when you start dancing and allow yourself to dance, and no one has to be watching you either, you can be totally alone in a room, you start feeling the joy in movement, and this might change your relationship with your body. So this is my challenge for you today, is to go in a room alone and dance to one song and notice how it feels. Pick a song that you've always loved, something that has high energy, or if you're feeling it, a slower, more sensual song. Put your song on and let your body move. Close your eyes if it helps and let the music move you. What do you feel inspired to do? Stretch your arms, move your hips, shake your legs out. Relax your jaw, and then just see how it feels at the end of the song. And if you feel good, put another song on and keep going. And then just notice, what does dance do for you? How did it make you feel? Do you feel better than when you started? If so, maybe you have discovered one path to sexual ecstasy. Let me know how it goes. Come over to pleasuremechanics.com and drop us a note in the Ask Us Anything page. And while you're there, check out our complete suite of online courses. They teach everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking. And you can use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the online course of your choice. Maybe we should develop a course in erotic dancing. I don't know. Maybe that's in our very distant future. For now, I'm Chris from PleasureMechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.